Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Thursday, July 23rd, 2015. Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Chris Gande.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
Here are our top stories this evening.
Two former managers at Zuva Petroleum Private Limited, who took company owners to the Supreme Court over the termination of their service, today filed an appeal at the Constitutional Court against last Friday's ruling allowing employers to fire workers.
We have today filed an appeal at the Constitutional Court. We are appealing against the decision of the Supreme Court, and we are asking the Constitutional Court to set it aside.
A Zimbabwean journalist based in South Africa says he's now fearing for his life after reports that he might have information on the whereabouts of missing activist Itai Dzamara, the leader of the Occupy Africa Unity Square.
Before Dzamara went missing, and when we ran the story Itai Dzamara hiding in Botswana, Mukululi is said to have sent a message to Fidelis Bengu saying that Dzamara would go missing.
United States Ambassador to Zimbabwe Bruce Wharton hands over grants worth thousands of dollars to 15 community-based organizations.
And the MDCT faces a $500,000 lawsuit over party regalia used in the 2008 general elections. President Robert Mugabe's frequent foreign trips have infuriated several Zimbabweans, who are now calling on the 91-year-old leader to stay at home and address the country's faltering economy. As our presidential correspondent Thomas Chiripasi reports from the capital, Mr. Mugabe is set to embark on several foreign trips on African Union business.
Since assuming the rotational chairmanship of both the African Union and the Southern African Development Community, President Mugabe has hardly spent a week in Zimbabwe, as he has been traveling to several countries in Africa and beyond to attend to business involving the two continental organizations. But many Zimbabweans, such as Kudzai Gombeza, say Mr. Mugabe should not only address issues affecting Africa, but also focus on problems bedeviling his own country. Gombeza says the president's trips are draining the national fiscus.
I feel it's very unfair for the president to be traveling so much, especially in the case that our economy is not looking so good. You see, when he goes out of the country, he has a large entourage, he's got a lot of people that he travels with. And as far as I know, they say each time he goes out, he's given some money for security reasons, I think, which is unfair because that money can be used for something better, the economy to get better than just traveling.
It is unclear how much Mr. Mugabe spends per trip in travel expenses, personal allowances, and related costs for his entourage, always numbering more than 70, including some top state officials, bodyguards, and family members. Indications are that some of the trips are funded by AU and SADC. Luke Tamborinyoka, spokesman of former Prime Minister and Movement for Democratic Change founding President Morgan Tsvangirai, says the president should prioritize issues affecting Zimbabwe than the entire continent.
It's definitely getting too much. The president is not taking seriously his national responsibility. Considering the magnitude of the national crisis, he ought to sit down, sit back, relax, and consider coming up with proper solutions to the monumental crisis facing the nation.
His views are echoed by Pride Mukono, former president of the Zimbabwe National Students Union, or ZINASU, who says that Mr. Mugabe should pay more attention to the country's economy, which is currently declining fast. The World Bank and other international institutions are projecting that Zimbabwe is likely to record a marginal 1.5% growth this year, a figure that is causing panic in state corridors following promises by the ruling ZANU-PF party in the run-up to the 2013 general elections that it will provide more than 2 million jobs. Against this background, Mukono says it is difficult to revive the national economy as government business is normally on a standstill when the president visits other nations.
The greatest toll is actually on the national fiscus. That's where the greatest unhealthiness is occurring. Because if you look at it, the president is traveling at his old age across the world, globe-trotting. He comes back, and whenever he has a medical challenge, again, state resources have to be forked out to for him to go and seek medication, which is very expensive.
But political analyst Goodson Nguni, who has links with ZANU-PF, says the president does not use local resources when he is traveling on AU and SADC business. However, Mukono insists that Mr. Mugabe should delegate his deputies at the AU and SADC to take care of most issues in order to allow himself to attend to critical matters back home.
The president must actually be able to give others a chance, an opportunity. Commendable that in one of the recent trips, one of the vice president to go to China, give other his deputies in the SADC region, the likes of Ian Kama, who is his deputy, go to some of these summits. What he all needs to do is to learn the art of devolving power.
Promise Mukwananzi, director of the Zimbabwean Formal Sector Organization, concurs, noting that the president's frequent foreign trips are affecting the non-agenarian leader's ability to deal with important Zimbabwean issues.
The uncertainty that it creates has serious implications for the country, for investors, for the stability of the country. If you see now, it has become so difficult to engage government because of the fierce internal fighting within ZANU. One minister is going that direction, another is going that direction.
Political analyst Pedzai Ruhanya, director of the Zimbabwe Democracy Institute, however, says Mr. Mugabe has no choice given his position at the AU and SADC, as he has to attend to a devastating Boko Haram onslaught in Nigeria, terrorism in Mali, political conflicts in Burundi, South Sudan, and others. He says Mr. Mugabe should use those trips and his position in the two blocs to improve Zimbabwe's relations with the international community.
Our concern should be to remind the president and those who govern this country that when they go to these meetings, they must always make sure that the meetings that the president attends also benefit our country in terms of wooing foreign investors.
Some analysts say Mr. Mugabe is likely to cut his foreign trips when his terms at the helm of AU and SADC come to an end. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.